apple.com.
And tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off and go with Justin. Hi, Justin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Don. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, buddy. How can I help?
I'm 28 years old, and I've been experiencing muscle fatigue in my extremities, particularly my arms, in that I work in demolition, so I have to do a lot of pulling, tugging, lifting, and what have you. But for the past couple of weeks, I've been having an issue that my arms just tucker out a lot sooner than I would normally have experienced, in that when I go to move something or lift something, I have to do it in short bursts because my arms just completely tire out.
Is that something new? This just started?
Yeah, I've never actually had this problem before. I don't have any problems sleeping. I try to maintain a balanced diet with good intake of vegetables, fruits, things of that nature. Blood pressure is good. I recently went to the doctor for antibiotics for bronchitis. That's been over a month ago, but even then my blood pressure was like 117 over 80. So I would like to think I'm somewhat healthy, but this has been a consistent problem, and it's gotten to the point that I can't really do my job just because I don't have the strength to do it.
Right. No, I get it. So it's recent. Have you gone to your doctor to talk to them about it? Have you had any tests done, blood work, anything like that?
Nothing like that. And it's been like a 3-week waiting period before I can even get in to see my doctor.
Okay. So you've made an appointment. You're just waiting. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, because that's a good thing. Blood work is going to be a key. There might be an electrolyte imbalance. There could be several things going on that could be causing it. How's your diet? Do you eat well, or do you feel like you eat well?
Yeah, generally my breakfast consists of either fruit or cereal in the morning and lunch. I hate to say it. Usually because of my job, as I have to resort to fast food, but when I am able, I bring lunch, a sandwich. I've traded out completely cut soda out of my diet for water or Gatorade. And supper varies. It could be lasagna one night, it could be pot roast another night, so on and so forth. But generally, fast food is one thing. Fried food is another thing I try to really stay away from.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I mean, if your water intake is up, I mean, are you working labor-intensive, working, 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day? How many hours would you, I mean, realistically?
Roughly 7.5 hours a day.
All right. Are you drinking, this is what I would do, all right? I know you think you drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
How do you monitor it? Do you have certain bottles that you use? Do you monitor how much water you drink, or you just drink when you get thirsty?
I usually take about 4 20-ounce bottles of water to work with me, or Gatorade, Powerade, and I'll go through those throughout the course of the day. And sometimes I'll have a little bit left over at the end of the day, and I'll usually end up finishing it on the way home.
Your goal is within that 7 hours is to drink that entire gallon jug throughout the day. And so when 5 o'clock hits, or whenever your work day is over, you should be done with that gallon jug. And I think you'll find that You'll be done with your work day, not even have gone through half of that jug. And you'll be amazed at how much water you're not drinking. and see if that doesn't help with some of the fatigue. Another thing, too, is to carry snacks that you eat in between your meals. So let's say, you know, for 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., let's use those for an example. You maybe have a piece of fruit and some nuts and almonds, or you could do some type of meal replacement, something that you can probably woof down or eat real, really quickly in about 5 minutes, so that, you know, it's one of those deals where you can go grab some water and really eat real quick, and it's not going to affect your job, won't affect the other guys, won't affect your, you know, any, it won't create an issue. Something you can do pretty quickly, but it'll get maybe 400 to 500 calories in your body. And see, that'll give you the nutrients and to continue with stamina, and it can support the body from not losing anything potentially. Because when you get to cramping, you start tiring out easily, either the body's not getting something that it needs, especially if it's something you do every day and it's, you know, it's an activity that you've been doing over a long period of time. You're thinking, man, I know I'm just not getting old. It's got to be something else. And that's why that's something you could look at doing now. A multi-mineral supplement might be something you want to look into and go to the health food store. The guys there will be able to help you. But, yeah, I mean, those are some things that could be very helpful to you. And I really would encourage you. But I'm glad you got an appointment with your doctor, because I do think getting blood work done in a situation like this is really important, because there's so much you can find out there that can be critical to your overall health. So look into that and kind of keep me posted. You can email me at asaandrew.com or call back here on the show anytime. But get that with your doc. And plenty of green fruits and vegetables. I would encourage you to cut out a lot of the grains. I hear you talk a lot about cereal, milk, and then lasagna and whatnot at night. Cut out the flour-based foods, because they really cause an issue within the gut as much as you can. Cut out the flour-based foods and switch over more fruits and vegetables. For your lunch and dinner, shoot for as much of the dark leafy greens as you can, because they are just packed full of minerals, and you'll be amazed at how much they can alkalize the body and increase the mineral content and just help you as far as energy levels. You'll be amazed at just that little bit of a change, what it can do to your overall health. So a couple things to look into. Keep me posted. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. It's at asaandrew.com. It's absolutely free. You don't want to miss this. It's our new e-zine that's going out, and it's just amazing. I'm so excited about it, and the information is going to be great. We're going to have top experts that we have on there and that we interview and make a part of that. So we want to encourage you to check that out. But now let's go to Betty. Hi, Betty. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Afer, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Dawn.
My question is about discoloration of my face.
All
I say my face because it's only on my face. The remainder of my body is just one even tone. And because of that, you know, it's so embarrassing because, you know, I'm dark over part of my face and some parts are light. And when I don't use the cream, it started looking spotted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking it's melasma, but I'm not sure because my mother had the same condition. And in the beginning, like her skin was like fair. And as she got older, it began to change coloring. And like I said, it's okay if it's even, but my face is not even just like hers wasn't.
Okay.
And so I use cream on my face. And I'm trying to find out what causes that. You know, I prefer getting to the cause rather than you having to use cream to look presentable when I go out, because it's only on my face. It's not on any other part of my body. Like,
right, I understand. Well, you know, and it could be. Let's get into that when we come out, because skin pigmentation and the changes could be several conditions, and I've just got a couple of questions for you. So we'll talk about that when we come out of this break. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. cure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And a taste absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
One, two, three, four.
lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Going to the break, talking with Betty. Betty's been dealing with some changes in her skin, pigmentation, and there's many conditions that that could be. And Betty, I know we were talking about a couple of things, and you just said you're using a cream. When you use the cream, things that tend to smooth out, but if you don't, then there's quite a difference in the pigmentation. Is that right?
Right. It begins to come back spotted.
And you've been to your doctor, and I'm assuming they're telling you what?
Well, I went to a dermatologist, and he gave me the skin peel, and then gave me this cream. It's made up especially for my skin. But I'm trying to find out the cause. You know, I guess he felt like it was melasma also, you know. But
did he diagnose it? Did he diagnose it as melasma? Melasma?
You know, it's been a while back, and I'm not sure. He gave me that skin peel and the cream. So I said it was melasma. I don't remember him saying that, you know, I'm going back because I need to know exactly what it is if I can find out.
Yeah, I would definitely, I mean, this is just my thoughts on it. I would definitely go back and see, you know, just kind of maybe get an update, meet with them. Because a lot of times these skin conditions are caused by fungal-related infections within the body. And a lot of times it's what the pill that he gave you probably is managing. And, of course, on the skin, the cream as well, and also affecting the pigmentation and balancing that. But, usually fungal infections are what cause it. And there's several things from more of a natural side that you can look into, which you might want to run by him or she when you talk to the dermatologist. But black walnut is really good. Wormwood is good, too. Now, the thing is with those is you want to go on and off with them. So you want to go 14 days on, 7 days off. That if the bottle doesn't say that, the bottle will probably just say whenever you get it, just do it continuously. But I'm just telling you, it's safer that way. Not that they're dangerous, but it'll work, be more effective. But yeah, I mean the black walnut and wormwood both are herbal formulas or tinctures as they call them, and they're really good because you remember skin conditions are inside out. For more than anything, more than outside in. I mean, it's good to put things on the outside of the skin, but you got to address it internally, and that's why they're giving you the pill. So it's good that they're handling it both sides. But, yeah, I mean, the fungal-related infections, those can be a little bit of a bear and can cause things to linger when maybe they could be taken care of. So something to look into as you're going along the way, and that might help with the root cause. But the root cause typically is a fungus, typically. So if you're looking for the root, that's usually it. It's not just something. Now, there are some genetic conditions where that happens. So they'll be able to better tell you that once they get some testing done, which I hope that they'll do, and then give you a little bit more of a clear answer and direction. And don't let it be vague. You need to walk out of that office visit empowered and knowing exactly what's going on. And if they need to do blood testing or whatever test that they want to run, they need to do it. And make sure you ask for it in a very nice way. And get these answers that you're looking for, but typically that's what can be the cause. Keep me posted because I'll be curious to hear. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Gene. Hi, Gene.
Hey, Doc. What's going on?
Oh, man. Living well. What's happening?
Doc, I got an issue with my wife. She's bit by a tick.
Okay.
It was a little brown tick. I got it off. And I went to the cupboard and bought some I got some garlic, and I ground it up and put the garlic on the place where the tick was. Was that a good thing to do?
Oh, man, it's not going to hurt anything. You know, the garlic, I mean, all that. Mm-hmm. It won't hurt anything as far as to help the skin heal up and all that. But, I mean, ionic silver is what you want to put in your cabinet. It is the top antibiotic and antiviral. They make a silver cream that is like a topical. You remember, like, Neosporin? You remember that? It's like an antibiotic-type petroleum jelly-based chemical. We always keep it in the cupboards when we were growing up. Well, the silver cream is kind of like a natural alternative. It's even better, though. It's got great antibiotic properties. So if you ever have a bug bite or any type of reaction, you're worried about an infection possibly, that's a great way to go. But, yeah, I mean, if she's had a tick bite, how long ago was this?
yesterday.
Yeah. It takes about 2 weeks for anything to kick in if it was a result like potential Lyme's disease or anything like that. I would have her tested, and I would go ahead and really watch her for symptoms. If she starts getting real tired and fatigued, flu-like symptoms in the next couple of weeks, you want to keep an eye on her because you know, there could be some issues based with the tick. So I would definitely go get some blood work done and get that checked out and let her doctor know that it happened because, you know, again, sometimes, I mean, I've been bit by ticks many times growing up in the South when I was little. But, I mean, it's one of those deals where, you know, maybe it may have affected her and it may not. But as far as you putting garlic on it, it didn't hurt anything. Made her smell like garlic a little bit. But, yeah, the Ionic Silver, the silver cream, is really, really a great way to go. That's something to keep in your cupboard or in your cabinets, and that will always be something that will be beneficial for her. So, anyway, I definitely get her checked out and watch for the symptoms. Those are always the key with this sort of thing. All right. Thanks for the call, my man. Derek in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He says, my mother has been diagnosed with hypoglycemia. How's that different from diabetes? Well, it's kind of a precursor to diabetes. The hypoglycemia is where the blood sugar begins to drop like a big bowl of cereal, or you have a couple of bananas, which has a higher glycemic index, and it throws the blood sugar up, and then it drops. Rather than insulin, which is our hormone from the pancreas, stabilizing the blood sugar, then insulin starts wearing out a little bit, and it's not as supportive, and the blood sugar just kind of bottoms out, and it makes you feel really tired, and you have these swings. When that starts happening, you know you're headed toward diabetes. So the hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, basically, is the fancy name for that, is just where her body's blood sugar is not, or insulin is not stabilizing her blood sugar very well. So, great thing to do is modify her diet, making sure she's balancing it with healthy fats, cut out the grains, go with fruits and vegetables for carbohydrates, and make sure she eats a protein with everything. So everything's balanced out. And she might want to look into some supplementation. Chromium picolinate and alpha lipoic acid has some really good properties to them. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. What about your health? Is it your greatest wealth? I mean, when you realize that our health can change every single day, the good news is that the choices that we make every single day matter. And the choices are up to you. They're up to me. Then no one else can do them for you. So the doctor can't do them for you, your kids, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. And that's empowering to a degree, because so many times we want to sit back and we want other people to do things for us. We want a pill to make it better. We want to take certain medication or drug to make it better. But we don't want to put forth the effort. I mean, that's why we have things like all the diet drugs and the diet pills and gastric bypass. And I'm not knocking those things. I'm just saying that there's a lot of effort that has to go along with some of those therapies and some of those procedures that we have now in place that can really help us get our health where it needs to be and get our health in check, get our bodies in check, and get everything where it's more in balance. And that's really what needs to happen. So to focus on our health and to focus on making better choices, that's what this show is all about. But that's what we want to help empower you to do, and that's what's in my book as well. You can check us out, asaandrew.com. We also want to catch your emails, so if you want to email me, you can email me there, and I'll be able to make it part of the show, or we can answer it somehow in private if you need that as well. Let's go now to Camille. Hi, Camille.
Hello, Dr. Asa. You helped me out a lot, and I got one of your books.
Well, that's great, darling. How can I help you today?
My girlfriend's got pancreas trouble. She can't hardly keep food down or eat or drink.
Okay.
I don't know what to. She don't know what to do. She hardly don't eat nothing or drink.
So she has pancreatic issues right now?
Yes, sir. She takes pills for it.
Okay, so now she's been diagnosed with diabetes. Is that right?
No.
Does she have pancreatic cancer? Does she have pancreatic
pancreatitis? She has pancreatic cancer that they might test for next month for that.
Okay.
She was in the hospital for it.
She's in the hospital for it.
She was.
And now she's out.
Mm-hmm.
So do they have? They don't have a formal diagnosis for her?
No, not really, no. I know is pancreas trouble.
All right. So she had pancreas trouble. So she's taking pills. Do you know what the pills are?
No, sir, I don't.
And has she changed her eating habits? Did the doctor tell her to do any of that?
She's not changing her eating habits. No.
She hasn't changed her eating habits. Okay.
No, she hasn't.
Well, with the pancreas, I mean, you have to be very careful. As a matter of fact, that's the one organ system that you have to be really, really cautious with. So whatever the doctors have her doing, hopefully if they haven't modified her diet, then I would encourage her to look into ways of doing that. Now, in my book, you said you got a copy.
Yes,
I would potentially look into the diet that's in there for her. I think it would be a real help for her. But that's the first thing I would do is get her started on or talk to her about, you know, some kind of dietary plan. Because with the pancreas, see, regardless if it's pancreatitis, I mean, I pray it's not pancreatic cancer, but if it's pancreatitis, then there's some things, I mean, the inflammation around the pancreas it can be a real challenge. And so the foods can make a big difference. Now, supplements can help as well. Certain supplements that she'd want to look into would be chromium picolinate, would be helpful. Then also alpha lipoic acid, manganese can also be really, really helpful along those lines. So just something to look for. You can go to a health food store, check into that. But removing inflammation from the body is always a key. The pancreas struggle when we put the wrong kind of foods in, especially ones that raise blood sugar levels. So it's important to watch over that and help monitor that with her. And what I mean by that is just encourage her, give her information, give her tools like my book to look at so she can have a roadmap, something to follow can be very, very helpful. But pancreatitis, if that's what it is, see, that's the thing. I need more information to really be able to help you. But the diet is going to be the key if you're dealing with the pancreas. I mean, plenty of water, plenty of rest, all the basic lifestyle choices that I talk about on my website, asaandrew.com, there's the 7 health prescriptions there, and you can go on and look at that, which I think would be a great just starting point, a roadmap. Because whenever you've got a health challenge, when things are breaking down within the body, there has to be some type of formula for someone to follow. And she just needs a roadmap. She needs a guide. And that's something that I would kind of encourage you to encourage her to do. And I think there'd be great resources there on the website. And when she talks to her doctor, I would ask for some clear lines, some clear definitions of what might be going on with her so everybody can have a good roadmap and game plan. You can email me that if you want to or call back here on the show. Darling, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Vegetarians may need to boost omega-3s, B12, WebMD says. The vegetarians have a reputation for being heart healthy. However, a new report says that vegetarians may be increasing their risk for heart problems from nutritional deficiencies in their diets. And overall, meat eaters are still at a higher risk for heart attacks. That's eating too much fatty meat, by the way, because the red meat is actually very good for you. I'm a big fan of that. But if you're vegetarian, I'm not knocking it. It's not a bad way to go. Now, they are that overall, again, this is junky, fatty red meats that are not grass-fed and grain-free, of course. But they are higher in strokes compared to vegetarians, said a professor of nutrition at the university in China. He said, but the review published articles from medical journals, they found that vegetarian diets are often lacking in some key nutrients. And they include B12, the omega-3 fatty acids, of course. And the deficiencies were especially evident, he says, in vegans. Vegans don't eat meat, fish, or any kinds of animal product, including eggs and milk. So the deficiencies in B12 and omega-3s, in turn, are linked with higher blood levels of an amino acid called homocysteine. And the deficiencies are also linked with decreased levels of HDL cholesterol, which is the good cholesterol, he said, but the high the higher HDL levels are also heart protective. This may be associated with increased blood clotting and the hardening of the arteries, as they tell WebMD in this article. However, other nutrition experts may consider vegetarians are already aware and they need to pay close attention to the B12 and omega-3s. Now, I mean, this is all from the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, by the way. The deal is here with B12 and omega-3s, I mean, even more than that, there's more deficiencies created, plus you're not getting complete proteins. Vegans, they don't do eggs. I really think if you're in the vegan category, you should consider looking more toward the fish and eggs. If you can at least get those proteins in your diet, it's going to make a huge difference. It really will. And I'm still a big fan of the red meat and that it will help. And I'm not saying eat it every day. You don't have to do that. Just periodically, I do think it's beneficial to the body. But yeah, the fish and eggs play a big role. And if you can get the fish, you're going to get pretty good omega-3s. So that's still something. But, I mean, a tablespoon a day of cod liver oil for adults gives you most of the omega-3s that you need. So it's not hard to supplement. It's pretty easy. B12, you're going to get in a lot of the dark leafy greens. And even eating some of the red meat periodically can be helpful. If you don't like red meat, like cow, you can do things like, unless you've got just an issue with the whole animal thing, you can do lamb was really good. Lamb's got some great components to it. It's a very clean meat, and it's beneficial for the body. It's got great proteins in it. And slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease by removing plaque buildup in the brain. Pretty interesting. But it may prevent metastasis from occurring in different forms of cancer. It's a potent natural anti-inflammatory that works well with many anti-inflammatory drugs without the bad side effects. And it's been shown to promise in slowing the progression of multiple sclerosis in mice. I mean, it's got some incredible properties. Brain protective, cancer protective. And it's just incredible. And it's strong anti-inflammatory properties. It's a natural treatment for arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. So turmeric is one of those things you want to keep in the cupboard, kind of like cinnamon. Cinnamon has, for people with blood sugar issues, one of those things you can throw in pretty much any type of food. It can be that added benefit to help balance out blood sugar instabilities within the body. But turmeric is just phenomenal. I mean, it's one of those things where putting that in the cupboard, making sure that you follow, you know, an anti-inflammatory diet along with turmeric is incredible. Works like a champ and works very, very well. Something to look into as you're going along in your daily routine. Quote for the day comes from Christopher Reeve, one of my favorites. What a champion in my eyes. But he said, once you choose hope, anything's possible. And that's so true with our health. It's so true with everything that we go through in life. Hope is the ingredient that we desperately need. And so looking at that on a regular basis and making sure that every day you wake up, that you haven't lost it. That it's the one almost prescription that you write for yourself every single day, that if you're going to have one thing today, you're going to have hope. You're not going to lose it. You're not going to lose anything else. You're going to have hope. And you're going to choose it, and you're going to apply it in your life. Chicago school banned some lunches brought from home. There's a little village academy on Chicago's west side. Students are not allowed to pack lunches from home. This is crazy. Unless they have a medical excuse, they must eat the food served in the cafeteria. That, folks, is not a good thing. When we, as parents, can't control what our kids are eating, and it's up to the schools, scary. First Lady Michelle Obama needs to hop in on this one. Nutrition-wise, it's better for the children to eat at the school. I doubt it. It's about nutrition and the excellent quality they provide in the school. It's milk versus Coke. But with allergies and medical issues, of course, they would make an exception. At Chicago Public Schools, a spokeswoman said she could not say how many public schools prohibit packed lunches, and that decision is left to the judgment of the principals. I think this is not good. That's just my thought. It needs to be left up to the parents' discretion on what their children eat. More when we come back.
Hi. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at EarthFare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit EarthFare.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with right now? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. The greatest thing we can do with our health is to make changes. Changes within our health makes the difference. And so the choices we make every single day, they can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have. And so making those choices, making those changes is critical when it comes to our overall health. Genetic change can increase risk of lung cancer. A new study says scientists have identified a genetic change that increases the risk that lung cancer will spread to other parts of the body, a finding that could lead to improved treatments. The U.S. team found that reduced activity of a gene called NKX2 was associated with higher lung cancer. So it's been really, really important in this study to know that the discovery was made in mice but confirmed later in the human lung tumor samples reported by the BBC. And the study appeared in the Journal of Nature. It says lung cancer is a huge problem and worldwide. And it says the understanding why some lung cancers are more likely to spread is vital for developing better, more personalized treatments. Neil Berry, Senior Science Information Officer at Cancer Research UK, told BBC News that research like this is helping to unravel the genetic signatures, they say, of different cancers and will spark ideas for new ways to tackle the disease. Interesting. How it's going to be, genetic research is going to be really, really incredible in the next several years to come. Let's go to Natalie now. Hi, Natalie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Living well. How can I help?
Well, I'm pregnant with twins.
Congratulations. That's great news.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I've got some questions. Water is really making me sick now. And I used to love to drink water. I'm trying to see if maybe I can put some flavoring in it. I tried the flavored waters maybe.
Well, no, you don't want to get the flavored waters because of the sweeteners that they put in them. But there's two things you can look into. One, go to the health food, well, not the health food store. You can go to the regular grocery store. And they do make the flavored beverages with stevia. And one is a brand called Hansen's. Hansen's
okay.
is one brand. And actually, they make, I believe, the name brand is escaping me now, but there is there's a brand at the store, like your regular grocery store. Anyway, it says pure on the label, and I've seen them because I've looked at the labels, and it's made with stevia. There's one of the same company that's made with, just go and look through the different, you know, the little sticks with the powder in them, you put them in the water. You can get, there's one that's made with stevia only. Only get that one because the other one has the aspartame in it, and that's something you don't want to take really ever, but definitely while you're pregnant, you don't want to be drinking that at all. So you got to be really, really careful. But they do make them with stevia. Hansen's is a brand you can trust, and it's at most of the, in like in the organic sections of the grocery stores now. And if not, you can go to a health food store to get those. But yeah, I mean, if you're having a hard time with water, is it making you nauseated, or are you just the thought of it?
Well, there's another thing too. I'm just nauseous. Anything I eat or drink, I just stay nauseous. I'm not throwing up, and it just makes me sick.
How many weeks are you?
9.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're in that phase. It's one of those times where it's just one of those challenges. It's one of those challenging times. It's a great time, but you're in that phase where it's going to be tough to really do that. I'll tell you something that can really help, though, that a lot of pregnant women use from more of a natural thing. Get some ginger root from the store, and you'll like just a big just ginger root, the actual root itself, and take it home and shave it, cut little slices of it, and you boil it in a little saucepan with a little bit of water, and you boil that. It takes about 15 minutes at a low simmer for it to pretty much dissolve. And once it does, it won't totally dissolve, it'll kind of break down a little bit. And then you pour that and you make a tea with it. And that tea you can drink and you can kind of suck on, sip on for a period of about, 15 to 20 minutes, 3-4 times a day. And that can be very helpful with, you know, with everything going on with nausea. So that's something to really look into as you're going through this process, because it's a natural part of pregnancy. What you're dealing with is a natural part of pregnancy that is one of those, it is what it is. And the best thing, any OB will tell you that you just kind of got to wait it out and go through the process. They make little pop suckers, and they're organic. They have a little bit of sugar in them, but they're made with ginger root and hibiscus and some other herbs, and they're called pregnancy pops. And they have them at your local health food store and grocery store, especially in the, I think they'll have them where the baby section is or whatever, but they work very well. And again, they have a little bit of sugar in them, so you don't want to use them a lot, but it'll help. They don't have high fructose corn syrup in it. It's just regular sugar, and it can help tremendously with what you're going through with just that nausea. But with the water, you want to keep the water intake in, because that's critical for the baby and just for hydrating you. So if you're getting nauseous with that, you want to use, you know, some of the natural things that can help maybe take the edge off the nausea. It's not going to eliminate it. And then, you know, use the Hansen powders in your purified water, and that can help you get the fluid intake in. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Puts another hour in the charts. Before we go, we got an email, Chris from Virginia. He writes, I've been struggling with the thyroid condition, low thyroid, my doctor says. He put me on levothyroxine. What should I do? Well, you need to take the medicine. But also maybe talk to him about iodine. Iodine is a trace mineral that helps the thyroid work better. And if you have low thyroid function, sometimes that can be a big help. They have a test, a urine test, where they can check and see what your iodine levels are and then take it from there. Also, stay away from the cruciferous vegetables. They tend to slow the thyroid down. And look into coconut oil. That can help bring things back up. But continue working with your doctor on that. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.